AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The hospital in Gaza says Israeli troops firing over the ceasefire line in northern Gaza have killed at least five Palestinians, including a baby. Israel's military says troops identified a number of suspicious individuals, but it adds the incident's under review and the military regrets any harm to uninvolved individuals. Meantime, Sam Mednick reports.
Gaza has averted the spread of famine, but the situation is still critical. This is according to a new report by the world's leading authority on food crises, which says that while there is no longer famine detected in Gaza, the entire strip is still facing starvation. Aid groups say what's coming in is not enough, and they warn that with the onset of winter, people don't have enough shelter, they don't have enough access to food.
An autopsy has determined the man suspected in last weekend's deadly attack at Brown University and the fatal shooting of an MIT professor days later had been dead for 2 days when he was found last night. The Justice Department has started releasing its files on Jeffrey Epstein, but it's acknowledged today's disclosure is incomplete. And Gethin Kulbar reports the Los Angeles Angels have settled a lawsuit over the drug overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs.
The decision to settle was reached Friday while jurors were deliberating after a 2-month civil trial in Southern California over whether the Angels should be held responsible for Skaggs' 2019 death. Attorney Rusty Hardin.
So I think the focus should be on the Angels more than Major League Baseball, but Major League Baseball should, and I suspect will, send a message out. You guys can't let this happen.
Authorities say Skaggs snorted a fentanyl-laced pill provided by the team's communications director, Eric Kay. Skaggs' relatives filed a lawsuit alleging the MLB team knew or should have known Kay was a drug addict and dealing painkillers to players. The team said officials did not know Skaggs was taking drugs and would have sought him help if they did. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street as AI stocks like NVIDIA turned higher again. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% Friday. The index erased its losses for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 183 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.3%. Oracle rose 6.6%. The tech giant is taking part in a new joint venture for TikTok in the U.S., Winnebago Industries jumped 8.4%. Winnebago turned in profits for its latest quarter that easily beat analyst forecasts. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.15%. Seth Sutel, New York.
For the year, the Dow's gained more than 13%, the S&P more than 16%, and the Nasdaq more than 20%. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.